Here is the translation of the text into English. Note, the text is already in English, so no translation is needed. WTI heads for weekly gains as Fed hopes boost market and Venezuela tensions loom. Vessel off Yemen reports exchange of fire with small crafts, British Maritime Agency says. Gold prices rise as dollar weakens amid Fed easing bets. Hong Kong faces low election turnout as residents mourn deadly fire. Oil prices hold gains amid stalled Ukraine peace talks. U.S. rate cut hopes Florida lawmakers urge Trump to reject drilling off state's western coast. Boosted by Dubai chocolate craze, Argentina bets on pistachios. Brazil soy exports jump 64% in November, ahead of Chinese shift to U.S. U.S. solar companies urge Congress to address Trump's solar permit freeze. Oil settles up on expectations of Fed rate cut, Ukraine peace talks stalling. AI industry not in a bubble, but stocks could see correction. SK Chief says Amazon to pay 180 million euro to settle Italian tax dispute. Indonesia stocks lower at close of trade, IDX composite index down 0.16%. Ford recalls over 108,000 vehicles due to liftgate hinge issue. Greggs initiated at overweight as JPM flags valuation reset and strong unit econ. Citi sees stock 600 reaching 640 by 2026 year-end on fiscal. Cyclical tailwinds, European shares steady after three-day rally, focus on U.S. inflation. Ford recalls nearly 109,000 vehicles, Nate Tussa says. Beijer Ref expands in New Zealand with acquisition of Ref Specs. German industrial orders rise 1.5% in October, beating forecasts. German economy faces tepid growth in 2026 due to global trade slowdown, says IW Institute. UAE non-oil sector growth hits 11-month high in November. German industrial orders rise more than expected in October. UAE non-oil private sector growth accelerates in November, PMI shows. Japan, October household spending falls at fastest pace in nearly 2 years. U.S. trade with China probably needs to be smaller, USTR's Greer says. CEOs see younger consumers driving growth amid tariffs. AI changes. Syrian Central Bank welcomes Visa's launch amid digital payments deal. Asia's strong equity deals pipeline to be tested by AI bubble concerns in 2026. BOJ expected to choose constructive ambiguity on future rate hikes. Citigroup sets 2026 end stocks 600 target at 640 on fiscal tailwinds. Dollar hovers near five-week low on Fed rate cut bets. Japan's Nikkei skids in upbeat Asia. Investors eye U.S. inflation data. India central bank cuts key rate, boosts liquidity. Morning bid, firming Fed cut bets buoy stocks, undercut dollar. Changes to India's repo rate since June 2000. RBI cuts rates by 25 BPs as expected, trims inflation outlook. DeepNode secures $5 million across seed and strategic rounds to build open intelligence network. Bitcoin price today dips to $92,000 ahead of PCE inflation. Potential Fed cut, Aiero protocol launches token sweeper, distributes 5% of LiQ supply to stakers. Bitcoin price today pinned near 93K after sharp rebound, Fed cut bets in focus. Stablecoins or Bitcoin, who fits Satoshi's cash vision? Uphold Files application to offer tokenized securities and partners with Tezero on infrastructure services incubator. Meat Labs officially launches the Web3 P2E 3D phishing game, D-Phishing. EOS climbs 12% in bullish trade. India's meme power arrives on Solana with speed, humor, and DeSi crypto energy. South32 executives receive rights under equity incentive plan. JLL partners with Rent Guarantor to offer guarantor services. LSL Property Services expands estate agency franchising with new branches. Chrysalis Investments sees NAV boost from Starling. WeFox Recovery BAT completes block trade of 9% stake in ITC Hotels for £315 million. Powerhouse Energy appoints Longspur Capital as financial advisor and joint broker. RELX completes 1.5 billion share buyback, plans additional £250 million. Neo Energy Metals appoints DeWet Schutt as new CFO and director.